USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The European Union is pledging to cut its Russian gas imports by two-thirds by the end of this year. The EU imported around 45% of its gas from Russia last year, according to the International Energy Agency. This as congressional lawmakers are finalizing a government funding bill that would include $12 billion in aid to Ukraine amid Russia's invasion of the country. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, calling for quick action when that bill is ready for a vote.
The events in Ukraine have necessitated action, and we need to get this done and get it done very fast. The proposal that we've made on Ukraine is strong.
Ukraine's president is thanking President Biden for banning Russian oil and gas. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.